Welcome to a series of talks about objective consciousness, an objective universe, and an objective way to awaken, expanding upon the works of George I. Gurdjieff and Russell A. Smith. This podcast is a deviation from our usual episodes and is a solemn and special one. It is with heavy hearts that we inform you this week of the loss of Russell A. Smith, founder and teacher of the Dog School. On Monday the 6th of November, at 3 minutes past two Central Standard Time, in the solar system Oort, on the planet Earth, one of the brightest suns ever created of all the galaxy and the universe as a whole, flickered its last light upon the Earth, and is no longer a part of this physical existence. This bright sun was a shining, spectacular example that provided the light for every being to be able to create and maintain their own individualized planet in the proper orbit to produce the greatest life of abundant joy for themselves, as well as their neighboring planets. And through this everlasting influence, could have the position of eternal life. Ironically, this galactically seemingly unreachable possibility became reachable with the efforts of this great sun, this exceptional star, heaven sent, and our lives were richer for it, and even changed permanently for the betterment of mankind. This sun, whose existence was little known, held the universe in his grasp and freely shared the great knowledge so that other systems could be created and maintained in this ever-enlarging realm of great life. May we all contribute in some way so that the light of this sun never ceases and continues to shine a little in all of us, and even continues to provide a path for all who wish to escape the chains of sleep and rein in the lightness of the absolute forever and a day, so that peace, reason, and impartiality are the mainstay of all life, and therefore all life is rich and complete for every being. This sun, labeled Russell A. Smith, has gone to the next existence, and I am certain was received with great fervor and open arms and praise and crowns and admiration of the work that was accomplished in such a short lifetime, and with such dedication and obligatory fulfillment and responsibility to all his appointed task, which he completely mastered and even went beyond. His physical existence will be missed, but his soul and his beautiful works will live on. He provided the toolbox for our freedom, a plethora of tools that actually work, if we use them, that is. His wife Pamela was with Russell for over 37 years, and she can truly say, without a doubt, he actually lived this work. He changed her life permanently, directing her to a most blissful existence, and from that change, it also had a beautiful impact on her entire family and their family. And thus, the momentum continues to grow and create harmony throughout. He was consistently conscious, patient, kind, generous, helpful, loving, caring. All the real human being traits. And he lived that with ease. No struggle. It was simply his higher self existence at all times. He never faltered. The work was the most important thing, and everything else came after. His tenacity was incomparable, his focus unwavering. He was a unique, amazing person with an uncanny ability to keep a long thought and always kept the mission at the forefront for all. He was absolutely incredible. Upon his death, nothing needs to be said or done. His heart continues to beat through the blueprint of consciousness, and the many who have awakened and become similarities to the already arisen. However, to those whose literal hearts still beat and may or may not know him personally, we would say in remembrance, Hail the Goa, gone, gone, gone beyond beyond. Hail the Goa. Hail to Cosmic Secrets, dedicated to the premise, Vincit Omnia Veritas. Hail to the small group of students who afforded Russ the opportunity to put the dog to paper. Hail to the Gurdjieff community in Oregon, who graciously helped Russ self-publish Cosmic Secrets. Hail to the international Gurdjieff community, who invited Russ to present his discoveries. Hail to the hundreds of students who courageously traveled to his home to make the 10-day journey to awaken truth in and for themselves. Hail to his helpmate, collaborator, companion, caregiver, and most gracious hostess. Hail to his loving family. Hail to the doctors who made it possible for Russ to continue assisting others while dealing with difficult physical circumstances. Hail to the blueprint of consciousness and to the transcribers of the 10-day journey recordings. Hail to the creators and maintainers of the website that preserves his legacy. May the power of his model and his living embodiment of it thrive and indeed effectuate not only a spiritual evolution in man, but possibly a spiritual revolution in mankind. Hail the Goa. An objective way to awaken higher states of consciousness was discovered by Russell Allen Smith in 1990. This is his story. He stumbled upon the Gurdjieff work in the late 1970s and saw so many great truths contained therein that he did not want to do anything else but study himself. Thus, from that day forward, he spent every waking moment observing his mechanicality. He read for hours on end and tried to remember himself for months and months and months. Then, in 1980, his higher emotional center, unexpectedly, out of nowhere, began to function. And he became self-conscious. Shortly thereafter, his higher mental center awoke, adding its properties of objective reason and impartiality. Note, when a man awakens, one of the first things he will notice is that he has a double arrow of attention. One attention on what he is doing, and a second attention observing himself doing it. In addition, his thoughts will stop. That is, he will observe the world without the constant, random, play-by-play commentators. The place will be silent. And the silence will be incredible. In such a state, one begins to experience what is actually going on. How would you know if you woke up to higher consciousness? Imagine living your entire life with your eyes closed. And then, one day, you suddenly opened your eyes. Would you know that you had opened your eyes? Would you be able to tell the rest of the world, who still have their eyes closed, what it is like? The only way to prove to them that you have opened your eyes would be to take them by the hand and run them through the obstacles of life without bumping into anything. Or, perhaps, if you showed them how to open their eyes, they would know that you had opened yours. So, it may take some time for you to recognize that someone else has opened their eyes. But you would know in an instant if you had opened yours. So, Mr. Smith's awakenings were, indeed, knowable. However, when they occurred, he had no idea of what they would bring. Nor did he have an agenda. He was not out to attract students, to become a teacher, or to start a school. You should know that before he awoke, he was eager to share his beliefs with everyone, to let everyone know what he was doing, what he found, what he learned, and what he liked. He would tell people, "You should read this book, watch that movie, go to my church, or be interested in such and such." And then, if they did read that book, watched that movie, attended his church, or became interested in such and such, it validated his beliefs. And the more people he persuaded to like what he liked, the more valuable what he liked became. But after he awoke, he had no desire to share with others what he had found. He no longer needed his beliefs to be accepted by others for them to be valuable. They were valuable. Being awake was valuable. Being able to stop thoughts was valuable. Having reason, impartiality, and inner silence was valuable. His awakened state needed no validation. And, for the first time in his life, he was silent. And as such, when people came into his life and questioned him about higher things, because they sensed something higher in him, he resisted talking to them. He did not want to proselytize the work. It was too precious. It needed to be protected, not diluted. However, some of the folks with whom he had frequent contact kept approaching him and asking him questions. Questions about who he was, why he seemed so different, what he studied, and if he was studying something, if they could study it too. Eventually, a persistent few drew a response from him. So, he gave them a copy of The Psychology of Man's Possible Evolution by P.D. Uspensky to read. Those who read it and wanted more, he gave them The Fourth Way to Read, also by Uspensky, a book he had read 100 times. After that, if they came back and still wanted more, he began to answer their questions. So, like it or not, he was forced to become a teacher. Soon, a group of seekers gathered at his home whenever he was in town, as his employment required extensive travel. Those seekers became serious about their work and about the teachings of Gurdjieff. And, over the next several years, they continued to ask intelligent questions and to make exceptional efforts. During that time, he made many discoveries about the inner world of man and about the laws of world creation and world maintenance. Discoveries which would ultimately lead him to discover an objective exercise that caused the parts of man to unify and the man himself to awaken. It happened thus. It was 1990. He was in New Orleans, training a salesman. And one night, after dinner, when he got back to his room, he put the following question to his higher mental center. Why are the students who have been studying with me for many years not awake? They read the books I read. They do the exercises I do. They are sincere, hard workers. Why are they not awake like me? The higher mental center answered. You awoke subjectively, it said. All teachers awake subjectively. All schools die when their teacher dies. No one can pass on to others the subjective way in which they awoke. The higher then told Mr. Smith the story of a man who was desperately trying to awaken, wishing, praying, seeking. One day, the man was walking through the forest. His eyes were on heaven. His thoughts were on God. His mind was on his quest. And his prayers were on his tongue. Unfortunately, he was not watching where he was walking. And, in sandaled feet, his toe struck a root. He kicked the root with such force, the pain was excruciating. And, as a result, he grabbed his toe and started hopping around on one foot. At that moment, because of that event, coupled with his search, his quest, his wish, and his prayers, his machine aligned, and the man awoke. It was glorious. He became enlightened. Afterwards, everyone who came into contact with him started quizzing him as to who he was and what he was studying. As such, he told them of his quest, his wish, his prayers, and how he had kicked a root and awoken. Soon, a school formed around the man. A school based on his quest, his wish, and his prayers. With hundreds of students all walking through the forest, trying to kick a root just like he had done, in hopes that they too might awaken. But no one ever did. And when the man died, his school died. You cannot pass on a subjective way. We repeat, you cannot pass on a subjective way. The higher revealed to Mr. Smith that throughout recorded history, all enlightened men have failed to show others how to awaken because they were unable to pass on the subjective way in which they, themselves, awoke. It also made it very clear to him that he too would be unable to pass on to those who were studying with him, no matter how sincere they were or how hard they worked, the subjective way in which he awoke. That is, no enlightened person has ever been able to show anyone else how to become enlightened. There are no Gurdjieff 2.0s. There are no mini Jesuses. That truth, that all ways are subjective ways, was terrifying and caused great concern to arise in him. We repeat, no enlightened man has ever been able to show anyone else how to become enlightened. When Mr. Smith realized that, he does not know why, but he looked back at his higher center and yelled, "Then give me an objective way!" And it did. It said, "You have already figured out the structure, i.e., the rules and laws. And if you teach those rules and laws to others, and then tell them this great secret and great truth, they will awaken." It then gave him a very simple exercise. And when it did, he realized it was infallible. And as such, that he would be able to show others how to open their eyes and awaken. He saw how everyone who learned the rules and laws and did the exercise would awaken. That his school would not die when he died, as he had been given an objective way. He arrived back in Dallas on March 31st, 1990. And the following day, which just happened to be April the 1st, his students assembled. At which time, he gave them the exercise and told them the great secret and the great truth. When he did, they opened their eyes and awoke. Needless to say, they were ecstatic. It was the most significant and objective day of their lives. And as such, from that day forward, they began referring to the exercise as the April Fool's Exercise, or the Objective Exercise, which is what they still call it today. As time passed, it became collectively understood that their awakened state was truly remarkable. That prompted several of them to make the following demands of Mr. Smith. "We want you to be available full time. So quit your job and stay home. We will support you." They further suggested that he should write a book and share his discoveries, saying, "There must be others like us out there who would also love to learn the great secret and great truth. So, let's buy some land and have a place, a school, where people who are seeking an objective way can come and awaken." So, they bought some land, and Mr. Smith wrote the book, Gurdjieff, Cosmic Secrets, which was published in 1996. It drew great interest from the Fourth Way community, so much so that an international conference was held in Bognor Regis, England, to discuss his discoveries. In 1997, a second conference was convened, at which time Mr. Smith informed the assembled audience there was an objective way to awaken. It required 10 days. 2 days travel, and 8 days studying Gurdjieff Cosmic Secrets, one-on-one, with him. he told them that he would show everyone who found their way to Texas how to awaken. That is, he would pick them up at the airport, house them, feed them, and show them how to unify their lower centers, open their eyes, and awake. And that there was no charge, no fee for showing them how to awaken, telling them that he would not put a price tag on consciousness. Thus, immediately after the second conference, people from all over the world began booking their 10-day journey to Texas. Not surprisingly, most of the folk who came and completed the journey wanted to support the school. Some even wanted to move there. But all wanted to become students and continue their objective journeys. That is, to awaken their higher mental center and also acquire reason and impartiality. With such a diversification of students, Mr. Smith was compelled to create the Dog Forum on his website, thedogpub.com, which allowed them to stay in contact with him, as well as gave them access to an archive of his teachings. So, that is Mr. Smith's story. The story of how he awoke, of how he became a teacher, and of how he found an objective way of showing others how to awaken. 20+ years later, in 2014, after surviving a brain tumor, a 14-hour surgery, and a year's recovery, Mr. Smith decided that he would no longer personally take students through Gurdjieff Cosmic Secrets. Fortunately, during that time, many of those one-on-one sessions of him taking others on the 10-day journey were recorded, and later on, transcribed. Finally, they were placed into the Blueprint of Consciousness, an accelerated path to awakening. A publication that makes it possible for everyone to take the journey, even those who cannot come to Texas. Mr. Smith, of course, was still available to answer questions about his first book, Gurdjieff Cosmic Secrets, which can be purchased at Amazon. However, if you would rather take the journey and awaken, you can purchase the Blueprint of Consciousness, the Objective Exercise, and the Great Secret and Great Truth for just $149, or a PDF of the same for only $90. If you do so, you will also receive Mr. Smith's first book, Gurdjieff Cosmic Secrets, a $25 value, for free, as it has been woven within the Blueprint of Consciousness. Several podcasts of Mr. Smith's teachings are also available. They too are free and can be found here. After spending the majority of his adult life teaching others how to awaken, Mr. Smith wanted the Blueprint of Consciousness, the Objective Exercise, and the Great Secret and Great Truth to be his parting gifts to humanity. He is confident that they will do for you what they have already done for so many. We conclude with an excerpt from All and Everything, Two Rivers Press version, page 1174, or chapter 47, The Inevitable Result of Impartial Mentation. When the said procession from the Egolionopti neared the beings of Beelzebub's nature, who were assembled in expectation, they halted, and all of both forces, differently natured three-brained beings, joined together in singing the hymn to our endlessness, which hymn is always sung on such occasions everywhere in the universe by beings of all natures and all forms of exterior coating. Thou long-patient creator of all that breathes, thou abundantly loving cause of all that exists, thou unique vanquisher of the merciless Herapas, now, to the sounds of our glorifying, only rejoice and abide in beatitude. By thy unprecedented labors thou hast given us, the beginning of our arisings, by thy vanquishing of the Herapas, have we obtained the possibility of perfecting ourselves to the sacred Anklad, and now only rest, as merited, and we, in gratitude, will maintain all that thou hast created, and always, and in all things, will extol thee forever. Extol thee, Maker Creator, thou, the beginning of all ends, thou, proceeding from infinity, thou, having the end of all things within thyself, thou, our endless endlessness. In honor of Russell Allen Smith, 30th of September 1949 to 6th of November 2023. That concludes today's special podcast. Thank you.